prayer, care, share. When Johnny Erickson Tata recalls the diving accident that left her paralyzed at age 17, she knows it was these three things that made all the difference. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Johnny is our guest.
When I look back on those early days after I had broken my neck, I was so depressed, so discouraged, totally bewildered as to how in the world I would live life without use of my hands or my legs. I was clueless as to how to live as a quadriplegic. But there were Christian friends who were praying for me, and they followed what I like to call is the prayer, care, share initiative, the kind of lifestyle where you pray, and then you care, and then you share the gospel.
And it was the prayers of friends, family, and even strangers that were particularly meaningful for Johnny.
They were praying for me morning, noon, and night. There were prayer teams set up that I didn't even know about. People who were interceding on my behalf, asking for God to pour out His mercy upon me. So when you pray for somebody, their heart is going to get softened, right? So that meant when these Christians came to the hospital to visit me, they cared. They brought in 17 magazines, donuts, pizza, guitars, record albums. They just treated me not like a cripple, not like an invalid. They treated me like a friend.
It was the care and concern of others that opened the door to hope in Christ for Johnny.
This caring opened up the way for them to share the gospel of Jesus. I readily listened when they opened up God's word to me because these people had won the right to be heard. I'm all the better for it. 47 years later, thanking God that there were Christians who knew how to pray, who also would care and then share.
What a difference prayer, care, share makes. As a result of consciously living this lifestyle, God can use you to change people's lives.